It is that place in downtown Fresno where since 1955, Christ leads, people care, and lives have been changed. Welcome to Heartline, the weekly radio voice spotlighting the Evangel Home of Fresno. As I mentioned, since 1955, the Evangel Home ministering to women and children in crisis. Your Heartline host every week on the program is Jim Tuck. Here he is.
And welcome, friend, to this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno. Ken Adams, thank you so much, as always. We cannot overstate how much we appreciate what you do for us here in assembling our conversation and making it ready for radio. Jerry Brenneman is here. We're at a table in her office, and we have a couple of repeat guests, some friends who've been with us before, Jerry. And as you mentioned in a little dialogue we had before we turned on the mic, they're kind of the poster women for the Community Connection program, the side of things for the graduates of one of the other programs here. So let's introduce Janice and Sharon and talk about some exciting times in their lives right now.
All right. You're right. Community Connection is our graduate program. Whether women have graduated from the Garden or Crossroads, Community Connection is the next phase after graduation. And I would say maybe three quarters of our graduates continue in Community Connection. When we started that program, say 10 years ago, our thought was we were going to reserve four apartments for graduates. Four apartments. Well, now we have maybe four apartments for Crossroads women because so many women are wanting to stay longer and are making progress, and that time in Community Connection just helps them become more solid. So we're not in the business of moving anybody out quickly. We would much rather, and I use Sharon and Janice as my guinea pigs today, we would much rather keep investing in women that already have a bit of a track record and need a little more time than to just keep the turnstile going and say, we'll move out because someone else wants to move in. The people who want to move in will find a way to get them in. Mm-hmm. But these two are, like when I said, the poster women. They're what you want in a graduate program. You know, they're serious. They're not diverted. They're not, their eyes stay on the ball. So I just thought it would be fun to talk to them today. Janice graduated last year, 2013. What month was that,
September.
Janice? Okay, so September last year. Sharon graduated this year, like 2 months ago.
February.
So we have kind of a new graduate and a middle-aged graduate. And I think it would just be fun to talk with them about how life has been for them next door. And, Jim, so often you and I talk about how hard it is to get jobs, that our women just beat the doors down. And so many of them are so hopeful and so high on graduation day, and they're going to go get a job the next day. Well, then day after day after day, they just get rejected, and that gets very tough. These two have persevered, and so I want to explore that, the persevering, and then Sharon doesn't have a job in hand yet, and yet she's still hopeful. Sharon is ready to go to work. I think, did I say Janice doesn't?
Yeah.
I said it backwards. Janice is waiting to get a job. Sharon has one.
Okay, well, Janice, since you don't want to talk, we're going to start with you.
Get out of my way.
Give us a little of your history, just a quick background, why you came to Evangel Home, when. Let's go there first.
I came to Evangel Home July of 2012. I had lost my job. They had eliminated my position due to budget cuts. And I lost my apartment. I was going to be evicted. And two of my daughter-in-laws found the Evangel Home for me. And I came here, and I did my 28-day stay that they would allow a resident to stay. And then I left for 3 months and realized that living in my car was not the answer either. So I
love that story. She got in her car and went to find greener pastures and realized that probably wasn't the best idea. And she talks about it freely. I really appreciate that.
Yes. God led me here for a reason because I have grown tremendously, not only in spirit, but just as a good person in general. I'm not judgmental like I used to be. So Evangel Home has done a lot for me.
Now, did you went into Crossroads?
I went into the Garden for nine
okay.
months.
All right. And what were some of the highlights? Were there any turning points, epiphanies, a sudden awareness of anything that was significant to you in that time?
One.
Okay.
And I still am in awe of it, that God anointed me and he saved me.
That's pretty important.
Powerful.
Yeah. Well, let's explore now. What are you doing now? You're with a temp agency.
I am. I was hired with a temp agency. They have my paperwork, and I've taken through some testing through them. And I have, in my background, been very limited in what software I have worked with. I have stayed with the same company for so long that I use the same software. And so they were just kind of waiting until a business needs someone that needs the experience that I have.
Well, maybe there's someone out there who's listening. What experience is that?
Accounting.
Okay. And what software?
Peachtree.
Okay. There you have it. If you know somebody out there who uses Peachtree and needs a committed, dedicated, diligent employee, call Evangelhome, 264-4714, and ask for Janice.
There you go. In the meantime, Janice is thinking, well, maybe she could learn something besides Peachtree. So mm-hmm. She's thinking about doing that and brushing up on those kind of skills. So, again, being in Community Connection allows her to do that, kind of protects her from a lot of the outside world. She doesn't have to worry about paying a lot of rent. She doesn't have to worry about a lot of things that if she were out there, she would have to do, and then maybe not be able to retool herself for the job market.
Now, Janice, I'm going to ask you, you're with a temp agency. They're not calling you. I'm sure you're not sitting around eating bonbons. What does your day consist of otherwise?
Well, I try and get online when I can and keep my resume updated, look at jobs that are out there. I go to the library a lot.
Do you have chores and things you do around the home?
Basic chores, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a prayer request for our listeners. Janice is looking for work or some training or some of both. So,
or somebody who needs someone who likes to do Peachtree accounting.
Right. All right, Sharon, same set of questions. When did you get here and what was going on in your world?
Hello. April.
Hello.
About a year ago, April 6, 2013, I came. It was God's blessing how I came over here. It was kind of like a fog. Just my life was just a mess. I lost control in my addiction, being an alcoholic. I fell hard. And so he brought me here and just, you know, surrendering my life to the Lord. And, you know, I stayed here 28 days. And then I learned about the garden program, same as Janice that went in. It's more structured, 9 months of that. Graduated in February. And during that time, the classes we take, you know, tools that, you know, I need to learn, plus counseling that I have here. I still needed some more, not so much under umbrella or under a tent, but still, like, at least a netted umbrella. I needed support.
There's a picture. I like that.
You don't want to use it in the rain.
Yeah, the affiliation with right. And the support.
Right. And I prayed about it. So I'm really glad that the Lord opened that door and, you know, Evangelhome opened that door for the Community Connection program. So.
I'm going to ask the same thing I asked Janice. Was there something, an epiphany, an awareness, some event or some special class or something that really jumps out at your time in the garden that was world-changing for you?
I could say, okay, as far as the class, the anger management class.
Really?
Yes, I didn't realize how much anger I was carrying. I mean, and it goes down to that feeling of abandonment since I was little when my parents divorced. It really does affect the family. It's like a death in the family. Counseling has played a big, big role. I was able to talk about what used to scare me. And now I learn how to deal with the stress in a different way.
Okay, what kind of tools do you use for anger management?
Ooh, one is taking a deep, big breath.
Yeah, well, that's an important first step. Don't react. Take time to figure a response, right?
Right. You know, my main thing is keeping my eyes focused on the Lord. I pray. I'm learning today, even though I've been here a year, I'm learning to let God let go. I'm learning to give it to him. I don't need to try to figure it out because he's got that. But just prayer, taking a deep breath, just taking a moment because those few seconds, it helps diffuse a little bit of whatever it is, and you can see it from a different perspective.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're working.
Yes, I am.
You just got a job yesterday.
Yes.
You start today?
No, actually, I started yesterday.
Oh, my.
She got the job earlier and then started yesterday.
Yes.
Okay, what are you doing?
Well, actually, I'll say this much. It's customer service. I'll be dealing with customer service at a call support. So anything from troubleshooting to billing, you know, just taking care of the customer for a company.
Do you like it?
You know what? I've done this before, so I've done it, interacted with customers in person and then, you know, also by the phone. You know what I like? I like to even send the smile through the phone. I want to see the customer happy. I want to be able to know that there's something I can do, you know, whatever it is. If I couldn't fix it all the way, at least do something that they say, okay, you know, I don't mind calling back again, you know.
A smile through the phone. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you that I got a real person.
Yes.
That is so, and a real person sending a smile through the phone. I can't tell you how, when Sharon's talking about anger, when I get on one of those menus that push this, and your problem, there's nothing to push, and so you push zero to get to an operator, and then you get the thing that said, if you'd like to make a call, hang up and die.
Yeah.
So by the time I get to someone like Sharon, I'm ready to snap her head off.
Yeah.
I think we're losing something in our connections with people with that constant recycle, the menu, the know people, to save money in our society. We're losing a whole lot. So,
well, you have probably found, as I have, as frustrating as that is when you're pushing buttons, that they are pushing my buttons, in a sense. But it's a lot more productive if you come on and are friendly and gentle and easygoing and realize the person on the other end of the phone is not the problem. They are the potential solution.
You know what I've done several times when I have really been ticked? When the person comes on the phone, I say, I'm sorry, my name is Jerry Brenneman, and I'm a Christian. And I tell you this because I do not want to blow it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, now I've really got us both Jesus and me on the line, so I have to be really good.
It's like a Jesus bumper sticker when you're in traffic. You have a responsibility to settle down. Jerry, we're down to about 30 seconds. Janice and Sharon, love you, ladies. You sweet sisters, it's been a pleasure over these months to get a little bit acquainted with you and watch you grow and become family.
Yes.
Jerry, 30 seconds. Any quick message for our listeners?
Newsletter is getting prepared. And when I went to the staff and said, okay, what's the needs list? We got two signs for a picture. One sign says everything, and one sign says towels. Everything, lots of canned food. Towels, we are kind of out of bath towels, face towels, paper towels, every kind of towels.
Okay. There's a great practical thing to put out there. Towels of every style, size, and sort. Again, we're done. Thank you so much. What a delight. Ken, it's your turn. Take our quadrilogue here, the four of us, and turn it into a radio program. My listening friend, we look forward to our next adventure on Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
Reach the Evangel Home by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Again, 264-4714. If you're online, and just about the entire human race is these days, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And please make it a point of joining us next time for the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline, the Evangel Home, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955.